Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van.
Got to say, with so much uncertainty surrounding some businesses' future as the impact of the second lockdown takes hold, when is the right time to call time on your business and what options are available to both the employer and the employees? To discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Graham Kenny, Principal at Kenny Solicitors and a restructuring and insolvency expert. I'm also joined by Caroline McEnery, Managing Director of HR Suite and a HR employment law expert. Good morning to both of you and thank you very much for giving your time to us this morning. Graham, can I begin with you? There's obviously going to be no one-size-fits-all answer to this question, but generally speaking, what are the guiding principles, do you think, in calling time on your business?
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to acknowledge the number of business owners who are incredibly stressed and feeling alone at this time. And as you've highlighted, there are a number of key factors that must be looked at. The two pressure points that people generally feel, particularly in small businesses, is their rent and their wages. Wages are generally being supplemented now by the various government schemes, but there's a lot of businesses out there accumulating rent and debts owed to landlords and banks. I would encourage business owners not to look at simply their day-to-day trading figures, but the historical debts that they're building up. And they have to, I suppose, consider whether or not that business has a reasonable prospect of survival to trade into the future, not alone dealing with its present debts, but the accumulated debts that are rolling forward arising from these lockdowns.
And their moral obligation as well, and the debts to their suppliers.
Well, absolutely. And there are a plethora of laws surrounding that you cannot trade effectively on creditors' monies. You cannot trade recklessly. So I would encourage any such individual to seek advice in relation to that. It becomes very difficult for a business owner who's known nothing else and who's put maybe his life savings into something, and all of a sudden a lockdown comes and there's no income. It becomes very difficult to let go. But there are restructuring options available, such as examinership for an individual, to cut away that historic debt. So rather than sit on the sidelines and simply wait for things to pass, they should seek advice of the various restructuring options available, and not to trade on creditors' money or indeed the revenues money. There are certain warehousing schemes that are available to them, but in relation to their VAT or PAYE, but they are just that. They are schemes. They're the warehousing of debt. They're not the eradication of debt. So to acknowledge that that debt is still there and consider whether the business can trade while carrying those debts into the future. And if they can't, it's not necessarily the end of the road. There are restructuring options available through the courts, such as examinership, that allow them to cut away some of their historic debt and preserve the jobs.
We're kind of putting the cart before the horse here, but we may as well just jump to that end point now. What do you think the government needs to do to make it easier when all of this is over for businesses to arise phoenix-like from the ashes?
Well, I think examinership is going to come hugely into play over the next number of months. There's a lot of what are known as zombie companies, those companies that are probably insolvent now and don't have a prospect to trade in their present capacity when the lockdown ends. And I think there's considerable work being done on certainly the strengthening of the examinership provisions, whereby companies can enter the court, seek protection of the court for a period of time where their creditors can not engage in litigation with them. It gives them the breathing space and the headroom to think, and together with an examiner put together what's called a scheme of arrangement, whereby the debts, the historical debts such as rent or even revenue debts, can be written down, and certain parts of the businesses may be let go, investment can be taken in, and through that scheme of arrangement that can be imposed on creditors, even those that are dissenting. And that, in turn, allows the company re-emerge, I suppose, reinvigorated with a lighter debt burden. So business owners have to be very alive to the debt that they're running up at present, not to ignore that there are very vulnerable creditors out there and the knock-on effects that they will have. And then consider those restructuring options to allow them carve away that historic debt and re-emerge into the future as a good trading entity.
And as you've already said, we can't ignore employees in all of this. Caroline, if a company has put me on short time or reduced hours or a short-term layoff even. Can I seek a redundancy and just say, look, this industry, this particular company, whatever it is, has no future, I'm off, I want out of here and I want my statutory redundancy?
So at the minute, the legislation is paused. It has been paused now since this crisis started. And the current pausing is up on the 30th of November. So between now and then, an employee can't invoke their right to request redundancy. But depending on what the government decide as to whether they're going to extend that again or not, I suppose there's pressures on the government to do both, either, you know, unfreeze it and to keep it frozen, simply because the cost of the redundancy, if you have, if you're a hotel and you have a lot of long-term staff, a lot of them may not have the cost of facilitating people to get their statutory redundancy as a result of the cost involved.
Are you coming across an awful lot of people whose lives are then being left in limbo as a result of this?
I think it's really difficult for both business owners and for employees, because a lot of, like, normally the business owner would have a business strategy and they're on a trajectory and they know they can plan and they know what's coming down the tracks. And, you know, definitely they'll know, well, look, labour is one of my big costs, but they look to manage that very proactively. This is so unknown. They don't know what the turnover is going to be like. They don't know, are they going to get to open back up on the 1st of December for a lot of businesses that are currently closed? And for a lot of them, it's the cash flow challenge that they're going to run out of road in terms of running out of cash flow. So I think, you know, spending time now to press pause and reassess your cash flow projections for the next 6 to 12 months and beyond, but 6 to 12 months, most importantly, to see, okay, where do I stand? And then align your HR strategy to that, because with the subsidies and with the pausing of people's contracts, for a lot of businesses, they're kicking the can down the road in terms of they may have tough decisions they need to make. And I think this morning is a good reminder of kind of the reality of, hopefully a lot of people will weather this storm and they will be in a position to come out the other end. But for those that may not feel that they've got the cash flow or they've got the business plan or they've got the future element to that business, it's like act now and start planning now rather than waiting to, you know, be further into that that challenge.
On that point, Graeme, you're getting to look underneath the hood of a number of businesses. Do you think, do you suspect that once we see the wage support scheme being withdrawn, when it does have to be inevitably withdrawn, that there's going to be a wave of business closures?
Absolutely, I have no doubt. Hopefully not solely business closures, but restructures. I think there's a huge difference in the second lockdown. I think people, and I'd echo my colleagues' comments there in relation to cash flows, people had done out their cash flows in relation to the first lockdown and everything was new. And I think there was a general sentiment that there would be one lockdown and in some way that business life would just return to normal and business would get on with it. And for the unfortunate reality for any number of business owners now is we're into a second one. And I suppose in dealing with your cash flows, particularly in the hospitality sector, that's just an absolute nightmare. And I think people, business owners now, are coming to realise that you can't project cash flows indefinitely into the future. Nobody knows if there's a vaccine coming. Nobody knows if there is a lockdown indeed after Christmas. So in relation to all of those, people have to be alive to not necessarily hope value of when will we turn the corner, but looking at their trading now, even in lockdown, and making assessments in relation to that.
All right, Graeme, Kenny, thank you very much. And Caroline McHenry.